Okay.
Call the meeting to order at 7:03. We are here to discuss the, what is it, what are we calling it?
The Grout Pond Flap Project. Margot is joining us by Zoom. So we have a quorum, Margot, we're a couple shy. I know one of the guys couldn't make it, but one of them told me this morning he would be here, so I don't know if he's just a few minutes late or, but I guess we can get started and I think we've all seen the email. Do you have anything that you wanted to like summarize from your end or?
I don't think I necessarily have anything new besides what was in the emails. And, you know, I laid out, you know, two options that the town kind of has before them. As I saw it, either, you know, end the grant now and what it would look like or continue by approving the addendum and what that might or might not mean. So I don't know if anyone has any questions about anything in the emails or otherwise.
Well, they were a little confusing to me. It's just trying to follow along with everything and who's saying what to who and all that.
Yeah.
To me, it's a little confusing, but my pea brain works differently.
Well, I think this sums it up pretty well. That summary that you typed up, Margot.
Okay. And I think summarizing the emails, the basics out of what was said by both the V-Trans project manager, John, as well as VHB, who is the design engineering. So in terms of the archaeological, if something is found or suspected from phase two, they could go into a phase three, which is a much more detailed dig and look at the site. And it usually means that there's something significant there that they want to further examine. But what I also took away from the email from VHB is that they would do everything they could to not go into a phase three. So if a phase three was recommended, they would alter the design.
Yeah, they didn't want to go to phase two even. They wanted us to keep it a phase one, according to email.
Oh, right. So, sorry, I was mixing up the phases. Yeah. You're completely right. So their solution and hope is that from phase one, it is that, you know, they'll know the spots along the road that might have sensitive areas and they would alter designs. So that could be a really good thing. And they said, you know, either by moving the road over a little bit or by maybe, you know, having a segment that's not widened. So I think that kind of sums up what the archaeological and what John was saying in his email from V-Trans is that, unfortunately, it's not, you know, when this project went out for, you know, applied for funding, it was under a certain scope.
Mm-hmm.
So
It doesn't sound like, I think what you're trying to say is, from what they said, it doesn't sound like we could realistically change the scope because it was,
right. It
was,
it's granted as a full project,
exactly.
And that's how they want to see it finish.
And
that includes phasing of the project.
And that makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if we're going along with if they find something archaeological, is that going to alter enough to cost us more money for design? You think? Or you don't have any idea?
I think it's hard to know.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
too
I think
many unknowns,
that
as far as I'm concerned.
In terms of, you know, the design, my sense is they would either just narrow it you know, to the point where it's like, okay, we're not going to get off the road in this section. We're going to not widen it, which wouldn't cost anything more, right? Or we might move it out into a less sensitive area. My guess is neither one of those would probably trigger a big redesign of the project. It's just sort of modifying.
Chris, what's your overall feeling?
I mean, I'm kind of like this, honestly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I there's a part of me that would like to walk away from it, but then there's a part of me that also says, are we going to throw 70 some odd thousand of the town's money away that we don't necessarily have to maybe find out in a month or two that it doesn't really affect it too much, and then maybe we could finish it with a 20% match of an additional grant, or there may be some state grants, like maybe a better roads grant or something like that, that's not as complicated. And so I'm
if we remove the archaeological aspect, do we still think that, you know, just with the length of time we're at so far and the inflation of construction costs, are we still going to come in under budget, you know, or on budget or close to
budget? Well, we're already over budget. Yeah. You know, we know that, unfortunately, because it was that perfect storm of when V-Trans figured it.
Sorry.
You know, they
I recall that now.
They found out that not only on this project, but just about every project they had put out. So, like, initially, we had only asked for, I want to say it was a figure of around $565,000. Then when the grant was awarded, that the state V-Trans guys were already suspicious then, and that the Perigo guy actually got us more money. He said, I think we found some more money to try to maybe close up a gap, because he said the same thing. He said, we're finding that our estimating models we found were way out of whack. He said everything just went crazy. So that's what got us up around that $700,000 threshold. But now I think we're even finding out. And, you know, my fear is that depending upon, you know, do you know, and I've read so many emails, I'm kind of cross-eyed, but do you know if there's any other engineering hurdles that we could encounter as far as like wetlands or wildlife or anything? Or do you think are we past that phase of it?
I think we're past that
phase.
I mean, we don't know what the federal NEPA process, which is the environmental process, will find. But again, if they find that, like, oh, this is not okay, right, then the project can't go forward and you're not on the hook.
Right.
But, you know, my sense is by the time it gets to NEPA, it just takes a long time. But it's usually okay, because they, at this point, they've been talking with wetlands, state wetlands. They have to do the archaeological, so they're aware of a lot of the potential issues and have been sort of working on them.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that we can go ahead with this project and come out smelling like a rose, or are we going to have to change our pants at the end of it?
Well, you know, there's always, and I even said this in my thing, that, you know, ultimately the decision is yours. There is risk. But, you know, and it could go, it's the same. It could be, hey, it's actually under what we thought it was going to be. Or it could be a bit over. It's hard. We don't know at this point. That is the unknown.
The thing of giving it up now is if we give it up, we've lost this money, $67,000. And if we go ahead, it might cost us a little bit more, but we'll get a product out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I guess this is my feeling, and I'm a little frustrated with the entire process, but
I don't know why.
I don't and I'm not frustrated at any one. I'm just frustrated with the mechanics of the whole thing. But The bottom line is we need to do at least some of this work to that road because it's difficult for us to maintain it in the summer and in the winter now. So if we throw this money away, now we start over again. And it's a project that we're likely going to have to bid a good part out of. It's not like we can just go up there with our backhoe and do all of this, because if that were the case, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So now we start all over with engineering again, because if we're going to bid it out, whoever is going to do this job is going to have specs to go by. So now we're throwing $70,000 away, but we still know that we have the water quality issues with the MRGP part of it. And this winter, we ran out of room up there to push snow. You know, so there's parts of the road that are just, it's not just that they're too narrow, but there's a wall down both sides of it. You know, there's some places that we can shove it and keep shoving it. But so I guess I would think, and I think Greg and Coop kind of feel this way too, based on tidbits that I've heard from them, is that let's keep going with it and see where this archaeological thing goes. And if it's that bad, if they literally do find something that's so sensitive that we can't move on, then we're off the hook, you know, and then we say, okay, well, you know, we start over again. And maybe we can talk Brandon into giving us some of his blueprints or something at that point. But I don't know. But I guess I kind of hate to just see us throw $70,000 away that we're going to have to try to raise some other way to ultimately, you know, we can see the ball, you know, and to, you know, if that makes any sense to you guys.
I would welcome
your opinions, and I may not be right, but that's kind of my logic in it. I mean, the road does get used more and more, and I'm actually surprised in the last two or three years how much winter use it gets. It gets way more than I ever thought it would, thanks to that hut. That's a lot of it. That brings a lot of people in there. And then I got to wonder if, well, that one's doing so good, let's build another one somewhere on that site. So I think the traffic is definitely increasing there. The National Forest has big plans for it. And going forward, you know, maybe we should involve Martina to see if perhaps the National Forest may be able to fund some of that match if we have to apply for another grant. You know, maybe make them more of a partner in it.
We can play to that, you know, half the reason it's getting additional winter.
And I think they understand it. I think the problem was, I think when this grant came out, I don't think she could apply for it. I think we had to, because she was kind of one of the ones that tipped us to it. You know, she said there's a lot of money out there, but I think the town, as the owner of the road, had to be the one that applied for it. So, I mean, like I say, there's a part of me that would like to just go, we're not going to worry about it. But then there's a part of me that says, you know, we're really wasting. I mean, if we were only $7,500 into it, I'd probably say, see you later. You know, I mean,
we also,
the job's got to get done too.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's not like we're just putting in a volleyball court at the rec area. It's something that's, it's vital to the, you know, it's part of our infrastructure. So we kind of have to, we're kind of on the, we have a responsibility to take care of it. And none of this wetland stuff is going to relax. I think it's even going to get more stringent, and we're definitely out of compliance with a good part of that road, you know, the way it is, as far as A&R is concerned. So I guess I would, my vote, I guess, would be to let's keep on plugging and see where it goes, and then we can be working on some alternative stuff that, you know.
So truly the motion we need to approve tonight is to approve to continue with the architectural phase one.
Yep,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we can give UVM CAP and VHB approval to go ahead and do that study.
I think, you know, since that's a part of the addendum one from VHB, it's sort of, if you approve addendum one,
So I'll make a motion to approve VHB
phase one.
Engineering's addendum one to the Grout Pond Flap Grant project.
All in favor?
I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye.
I guess we're gonna go ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
I know it's always
hard
decisions, but
yeah, thank you.
Hopefully we will, in the long run, all be very happy with this.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, I think it'll, I think it'll work.
So I will let VHB know first thing in the morning, and I'll let you know if there's any paperwork that needs to be signed, but it would be nice. I'm assuming that there will be minutes from this meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I'll just maybe at some point get a copy of
them. Yeah, I can attach them and send them to you. And
we don't have another meeting this month, so if you have to get something to Kent and he'll get it to us or whatever.
Yeah, or she can email it to me if we need signatures. I can hunt you guys down.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, now that we've taken up one of your evenings, but I'm thinking that maybe as we move forward, this kind of a platform might be good every 2 or 3 months. It may not be the rest of the summer, because it almost sounds like they're going to be doing their study and it could be a while before we get any results. But if it starts firing back up in earnest again, where, because honestly, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I was just starting to get confused. I was going back and I was trying to read every email, and I'm like, well, how am I going to tell the, and that's why I asked you to be a part of it.
If that's what works best for everyone. And,
yeah. And if, as we move forward, if we need to do this on a Monday evening when we have a meeting, we can, it's nice to have, one another to bounce it all off. And then I just really didn't want to miss something that was going to be, that was going to come back to, kick me in the backside later, because it, it's a lot of money. It's a big thing. And, we can also look at other grant, grant funds, and all these projects are complicated. I mean, anytime you get,
well, once you're involved, the federal government's going to get complicated. No matter what.
Yeah.
There you go.
They have their process they have to go through, and you got to do this, you got to do that. Army Corps engineers, archaeological, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it all has to be done.
Yeah.
So.
You can't get around it. So.
Well, thank you all for having
thank
this
you.
Special meeting.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll, you and I will be in touch, and if anything needs to be signed, sealed, or delivered, then we'll do it.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Have a great
evening.
Okay, thanks,
Margo. Make a motion to adjourn.
No, you got one other.
Oh, what do we got? What else we got?
Oh, some grand list extension.
Oh, right.
I think it just needs your signature right above the blue sticky note, Al.
Yep. I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the extension of the grant list.
Second.
I'm going to second it.
I'll second
aye it.
Aye. Okay. Now we can make the motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second it. Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, I don't think there's